the 7th of December, I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Parents are being asked by the Police and Crime Commissioner to discourage Santa from bringing e-scooters as gifts for both young and older individuals. According to the Department for Transport data, there were 29 casualties across the county caused by the two-wheel devices for the year ending June 2023. PCC Festus Akambusoi stressed that confiscations occur on a regular basis due to the fact that the gadget is illegal in Bedfordshire except on private land and with the owner's permission. He added, the force will be carrying on doing their best to educate and enforce where possible. Bedford parliamentary candidate Pinda Chahia, who was born in the UK, says she has been the victim of racist abuse since first becoming a councillor in 2017 for Northampton. The Conservative nominee was sent images of a served pig's head and has also endured verbal abuse. She says it will not prevent her from running in the next general election. An employee at a Bedfordshire care home for those with mental disorders will spend the rest of his life in prison following his abuse of three residents over a 10-year period beginning in 2010. William James filmed himself participating in sexual acts and was caught in 2021 in a joint investigation by Northamptonshire and Bedfordshire Police. The 40-year-old James was found guilty on various counts of sexual abuse-related charges at Luton Crown Court. Luton Rising and Wizz Air brought a festive celebration to the Luton Airport Dart Parkway station. St Matthew's Primary School students provided a backdrop of Christmas carols while Santa handed out gifts and took photos with passengers. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.